This podcast is made possible by the generous contributions from listeners just like you. If you have the means and you'd like to contribute, click on the link in the show description to go to my supporter page. Once you're there, it's completely up to you how much you'd like to give. There's no minimum and no maximum and no ongoing charges. Enjoy this episode and thanks for listening to the Saturday Quiz. Hi there, welcome to the Saturday Quiz Podcast. My name is John Leary and I'm here to ask the questions from the quiz in the Saturday paper. Each week I'm joined by a different pair of guests who try to answer those questions. This week those guests are a couple of recent colleagues of mine. They both appeared in the ABC TV drama The Newsreader, which just finished last Sunday night. But don't worry if you missed it, because you can catch the whole series anytime you like on iView. One of my guests played the naive but determined Nolene, and the other played the weary realist Dennis. Welcome to the show, Michelle Lim Davidson and Chum Ahelapola. Thanks both for joining me. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm good.
Now, where are you? You're Chum. Mm. You're in New South Wales?
I'm in New South Wales, but I'm in a beautiful place called Tathra, which is 6 hours south of Sydney. Beautiful little country town. Wow. 8 hours north of Melbourne.
Oh, nice. Cool. And what about you, Michelle? Where are you these days?
I'm in the inner west of Sydney.
Oh, excellent. Mm. How are you enjoying your lockdown?
Oh, look. I mean, I'm hanging in there like everyone else. Sometimes I'm like totally fine with it. I'm like, yeah, lockdown, loving this. And then, you know, other days I kind of swing to, I cannot believe this. I've gone completely mad. Get me out of here. But, you know, pretty good actually.
Oh, good. Hmm. Now, how are you both, do you think, at quizzes? Do you do quizzes of your own volition?
That's a good question. I don't know.
It's not actually one of the questions in the quiz, though.
Yes! But, I'm good.
Do you think maybe would you have a expert category?
I mean, I was just really happy to be on with Chum because he strikes me as someone who knows trivia. I've got to say, I know everyone's like, oh, I'm no good at quizzes and trivia. I'm really not very good.
Okay.
But I'm hoping to be able to guess really well.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I just get excited that someone's going to ask me something that I have no idea about and kind of sitting there thinking, am I going to impress myself? Will I impress myself with the answer?
Some sort of like deep, repressed knowledge.
I feel like this is a chance for personal growth.
Okay.
I do have one thing. Like I once went to on a pub trivia team and I answered no questions all night. And we were, you know, right at the top, like it was between us and another team. And in the final round, I came in with an answer and I don't even know where it came from.
Do you remember what the question was or what the category was?
Absolutely don't remember the question. I remember the answer was magenta.
Oh, okay. Right.
No one believed magenta. Me, but they had no better ideas. And we won by one point. So
that's nice to bring it home with the right answer at the right time.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, so I might have one in me right now.
I hope you do. I hope you've got all 10 in you, really. That'd be really impressive. Because really the whole idea of this podcast is that you'll arrive at the correct answer. I will give you as many clues as you
need. So you know all the answers, Johnny. You know the answers.
Oh, of course I know the answers.
My God, look at this. I was like hoping you didn't. It was just three of us sitting here in pure silence trying to work out what the...
that would make for a very long podcast.
Yeah, but 4 hours
I
later.
Do have the answers.
Okay, great. That makes me feel even
and
better.
And I will nudge you in the right direction to get them.
Let's but first, we're going to take a quick little break. We'll be back with question number one right after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to The Saturday Quiz. I'm with Michelle Lim Davidson and Chum Ahelapola, and this is question number one. Dog trumpet
is the band of Peter O'Doherty and his musician and artist brother Chris, who is also known by what name?
That's actually a question.
That's actually the first question. It is a question. It's the first question of the quiz.
Dude, as soon as you said dog trumpet, I got confused.
Yeah, because I thought you mispronounced Donald Trump.
Yeah. I was like, that's literally what I thought. I thought, like, Donald?
That's funny.
That's what I thought. No, I thought it was Donald Trump. I was like, I think I'll get this. He went, dog trumpet. And I just thought, this is going to be a long podcast. This is like 9 more questions like this. Michelle, you and I are screwed.
Yeah, we've got, yeah.
Nothing.
We apologise to the listeners.
No, that's all right.
Yeah, but luckily
so Dog Trumpet is a band.
Okay.
And what was the guy's name? Something O'Doherty.
Yeah, O'Doherty.
O'Doherty.
He's famous. I do know that.
Who is he?
They're brothers, so they're both called O'Doherty.
But there's Chris, formerly known as.
Yes, that's right. So there's Peter O'Doherty.
It's Prince.
Yeah, and his brother Chris O'Doherty, he goes by another name. He's more famously known as...
Is he an actor? Is he a singer? Is he a sports star?
He's...
Chris O'Doherty.
He was also in... He was in another band called Mental as Anything.
Oh.
So he was in the Mentals.
Point if you've heard of the band?
I don't know. Have you heard of the band?
I mean,
Mental as Anything.
Yeah, I've heard of the band. I don't know anything about them. So
right,
this is an insight into my brain. So now I'm stuck on this O'Doherty thing and all I can think of is my first optometrist named Paul O'Doherty. And that's all I've got for you.
I wonder if they're related. Yeah. I don't think...
Did he play music?
Maybe there's a third brother.
Did he have a brother called Chris? Okay, so Chris O'Doherty's from Mental...
He's in Mental as Anything. His name, Chris O'Doherty, will not get you anywhere near the name that we're after here. Yeah. So it's completely different. He was also one of the main contributors to the artwork for Mambo Clothing.
Oh.
And his name, the origin of his name apparently, is that while they were in the band Mental as Anything... They would come up with radical, crazy surnames to go with very ordinary Aussie first names.
Right, right.
So it's a very ordinary kind of blokey name at the beginning and a wacky surname.
So this is Chris O'Doherty's actual name we're looking for now, right?
Yeah, the name that he went by. And does go by now.
Pretty popular name. Like if we said the name, we're like, oh, my God, this guy.
Look, I reckon you've probably heard of him as this name.
I keep thinking of
more weird. Than you've heard of him as Chris O'Doherty. The initials are R.M.
Williams. R.M.
It's a shoe. He's a shoe.
I might just have to tell you.
I think you're going to have to.
R.M. and the last name is something wacky and the first name is like a Roger or something like that, right?
Okay. His surname is the name of a city in Kenya.
God. It's a question two. What is a city in Kenya? Oh, my God.
I might just have to tell you.
Mogadishu.
Not Mogadishu. His name is Reg Mombasa.
Reg Mombasa.
No, Jeff still blank looks.
Blank.
I'm still blank.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's quite all right. So Reg Mombasa is the artist brother of Peter O'Doherty, and they're both in the band Dog Trumpet, and his real name is Chris O'Doherty.
Wow, mate. Wow. Some really intelligent people are reading this paper and doing this quiz every Saturday, I'll tell you that much.
All right, question number two. Who was the Emperor of Japan during World War II? That's your Japanese history. Not so great.
Michelle?
This is not going to be the one that I've got. You know, I've got one answer for you.
What's that answer? Just throw it out. Might be.
No, I mean like I've only got one answer for 10 questions.
Right.
So,
R.M. R.M. Williams.
R.M. Williams wasn't right.
It's not, nor is it Reg Mombasa.
Okay, we've gone back to question one. Okay, question two. I feel like I know this, but I've got nothing's coming to me. I know that when I hear this, it's going to be really frustrating.
Yeah, it's going to be another one that, well, this one is actually going to be in your heads, not like the first one.
Richmond was. Got any hints for us?
Yeah, it starts with H. And do you know who the current emperor of Japan is?
Absolutely not.
I mean, the fact that Japan still has an emperor.
Yeah, that's what's crazy.
That's what's spinning me out right now.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to just work that out now.
Yeah.
It's not a president, is it? Prime minister,
no,
right?
No, it's entirely different. It's like,
called emperor. That's like the leader of China. He's an emperor.
That's the title.
Wow.
And it's a you know, hereditary title.
But they're not elected public.
No. This guy is, well, the current emperor is the grandson of the emperor that we're trying to find the name of now. And yeah, he was emperor during the war.
Wow.
And then after the war, when Japan surrendered, there was a big sort of kerfuffle over what are we going to do? You know, the allies were going, what are we going to do with the emperor who was, you know, in charge of everything? But they kind of wanted to keep him there to keep some kind of...
normalcy.
Yeah. And so they really minimized his influence in the war and any kind of potential war crimes.
Yeah, right.
That he was responsible for.
Wow. That's fascinating.
Because, he remained the emperor until his death in 1989.
Well, given the fact that I only just found out Japan has an emperor, the chance of me knowing who the emperor in World War II was?
Yeah.
Did you say
Yeah.
Yeah, it's something I...
They're the right sounds. You're making the right sounds.
Yeah.
I'll give you a clue. His grandson and the current emperor, who you might have seen, he was at the Olympic and Paralympic Games, of course, being in Tokyo. His name is Emperor Naruhito. So...
Hiramito.
you've added, you've got the beginning and the end, but you've added too much in the middle. So take something away.
Hiramito.
You're so very close. His name was Hirohito.
Hirohito.
Oh.
Hirohito. Yeah.
Hirohito.
Emperor Hirohito. Have you? Does that ring any bell?
It's not what I was going for. So. Oh. no, but I'm glad we got there in the end.
Yeah.
Are we the worst guest you've had on?
No,
so
you're
far
only at question number two.
Okay. Don't, we can still redeem ourselves.
Don't worry at all. You're doing probably pretty much average, I reckon.
Yeah.
At this point.
Dragged out two questions. Didn't come close. Michelle, didn't come close.
But we've learned something new.
I've learned something
That's
new.
That's the main thing, yeah.
You've learned two new things.
Two new things.
Chum, especially, you've learned that
mate,
Japan has an emperor.
I'm going to go around telling everyone. Thanks for that, John. I told you, this is about personal growth for me.
Exactly, there you go. There's a bit of personal growth happening right there.
Right.
All right,
now.
Question number three. The expression lo siento roughly translates to what in English?
I'm sorry?
It is. I'm sorry.
Yes. Wow.
Yeah.
Well done.
Lo siento.
In what language?
I mean, Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish, it is.
Spanish. Yeah, Spanish. Yeah,
yeah. Lo siento. Did you pick that up when you were in LA?
No, I backpacked Cuba with my wife. And then I spent 3 months in a small little beautiful town called San Cristobal in Mexico learning Spanish.
Oh, brilliant. There you go. And that's where you picked up
That's where I picked up siento. Lo siento. I was saying it
Do you
a
know
lot
what it actually it is used to mean, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But do you know what it literally translates to?
Literally. I mean, loss is a group.
Yeah, it's not loss, though, because it's just L-O.
Oh, loss.
And
like,
siento.
Sorry,
it's lo
siento. Yes, right, okay.
Yeah.
I don't
it's
know.
It's tricky. It is tricky.
I remember this being tricky. Lo siento.
It literally means I feel it. And so you kind of, when you're saying it as I'm sorry, you're saying I feel the same thing you feel.
Cool, brother. Yeah. Thanks.
There you go. Lo siento. You
hey,
got one.
Hey, Michelle.
Very well
Michelle,
done.
We did
well
it.
Done,
we did
John.
It. I was so nervous. 0 to 10, mate. I was so worried. I was like, oh, my God.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Question number four. What was the name of the hurricane that last month battered the U.S. state of Louisiana and became the second most damaging and intense hurricane to strike the state behind 2005's Hurricane Katrina? Do you know the name of that hurricane?
Oh, my God.
I mean, I knew there was a hurricane. I mean, you might have to give us the starting letter.
I will, certainly. Yeah. It's the letter I. And it's a woman's name.
Yeah. Irene?
Still, it wasn't. No. It wasn't Irene.
It's not in the West. Yeah.
Ida.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
it was Ida.
That's great. You were about to start reeling off Ida's, weren't you, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got it.
Ida did come to me, so I have heard it. Yeah.
Well done. Yeah, it's quite kooky. The credit for the first usage of personal names for weather systems, the person that first did it was the Queensland Government Meteorologist. Thank you.
Yeah.
His name was Clement Rag.
Oh, my God. Is he related to Reg Mombasa?
He might be. He named, you know, storm systems between 1887 and 1907.
Wow.
But then when he retired, the practice fell into disuse for several years until it was revived in the latter part of World War II for the Western Pacific. Nowadays, the WMO, which is the World Meteorological Organization, compiles lists of names to be used in the various regions of the world that have tropical cyclones.
Because don't they announce them at the, you know, every year, like these are the names from A to Z?
Well, yeah, they've actually got names already lined up for the next like 5 or 10 years or something like that.
Wow. I wonder what names make the list. Like, I wonder what they think about when a name, like, what I think when Ida makes the list, but Irene didn't.
Yeah, that's the thing. I couldn't quite work that out. Like, who is that person? Or who is that group of people that sit around and go,
there hasn't been a hurricane chum?
It might be. For different regions of the world, they use different name groups.
Just like when you open a door, a little bit of gust of wind comes in. That's a hurricane chum.
It's kind of a hurricane.
Just like a nice breeze.
That's the hurricane chum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's surely been a hurricane.
And Michelle.
Michelle.
Surely, yeah.
And, sure.
And Johnny. John.
A hurricane John. Johnny.
Hurricane Johnny.
The happiest hurricane in the world.
Maybe. All right, question number 5. It's another bit of a tongue twister for me. Lutruwita is the indigenous name for which Australian state?
Lutruwita is the indigenous
Lutruwita. Lutruwita. Lutruwita.
So, I don't know. But here's what I want you to do with the clue.
Yeah.
I don't want you to give me a clue on the state.
Okay.
I want you to give me a clue about what Lutruwita means. Do you have an idea? Or kind of like the origins of that word?
Oh, well, okay.
Is that a possibility?
I don't exactly know.
Right.
But it's from the Palawakani language.
And it's the name of a state.
It is the name of a state of Australia. And that's a bit of a clue in that.
So it's not a territory.
No, it's not a territory.
Right.
But also, you've got to wonder, the concept of a state didn't really exist, you know, certainly pre-Federation.
I was going to say Western Australia.
It's not Western Australia.
Okay, well, that's one down.
Yeah, so if there was a word for a particular area that...
Tasmania.
It is Tasmania.
Wow. I was trying to think of somewhere like where it was hard to travel.
Yeah, and also that the borders haven't changed of Tasmania since, well, tens of thousands of years.
Yeah.
And certainly it hasn't changed during or post-colonisation as well.
Right.
Yeah, Lutruwita.
Lutruwita. It's a beautiful word.
Isn't it?
So how are we doing, Johnny? What's the score?
Well, that's pretty good. I don't actually keep score. So
I'm keeping score.
You know.
3 out of 5.
There you go.
Killing.
Good. Let's see how you go with the other 5 questions right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the Saturday Quiz. I'm joined by Michelle Lim Davidson and Chum Ahelapola, and they're up to question number 6. The medical tome once titled Anatomy, Descriptive and Surgical was written by whom?
Grays.
It is Grays. Yep. Yeah. Or Gray.
Gray.
Is his yeah. name. Do you know you have any idea what his first name is?
Because it's, I don't know what his first name is. I knew it was Gray.
Just do it, an old-timey name.
Old-timey name. Hubert.
Oh, you got the right first letter.
Henry.
Henry Gray. Smash.
Henry Gray. Yeah.
I'm good at guessing names on your podcast, Johnny.
You really are.
All right, question number 7, which kind of carries on a little bit. Which anatomically named American costume designer won a total of 8 Academy Awards?
Anatomically named?
Yeah, so it's a bit of funny question in that a part of the body, her surname is a part of the body.
Won 8. Do we know when she won 8 or what for?
Well, she won 8 awards in her life.
Yeah, right.
She won the most Oscars, more Oscars than any other woman.
Right.
There you go. She was nominated. Get this. She was nominated 35 times.
My goodness.
Wow.
Yeah.
And her name is a part of the anatomy.
Well, her surname. Is
Beryl Hand.
What did you say, Beryl Hand?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to be the answer.
I mean, sure. You're weirdly close. Well, not really.
No, actually, you could be further away, John.
But you've kind of got the right flavour with the first name.
Come on, Michelle. This is your forte, name guessing.
Name guessing.
Oh. E-H are her initials.
E-H.
Edna.
Yes, Edna. It's not, but sure.
Ethel.
Hang on, is it Ethel? It's not Ethel.
Okay, not Ethel.
Come on, get the anatomical feature.
With it's a H. Lot. Head.
Head.
Yeah.
Head is her surname, and her first name was Edith.
Oh.
Edith Head.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about that?
That is a pretty cool.
Nominated for 35 Academy Awards annually from 1949, which was the first year that the Oscar for Best Costume Design was awarded, through to 1966. And she won 8 times.
What are some of the famous films that she won?
She did Sabrina. Her last award in 1974 was for The Sting. She also won in 1951 for All About Eve.
Mm.
And in 1954 for Roman Holiday.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you go.
There you go. Edith Head.
Edith Head. Or I might call her Beryl Hand.
Beryl Hand.
Okay, question number 8. Here we go. True or false? Cucumbers and melons belong to the same plant family.
I see what you've done there.
Yeah.
You're making me doubt myself because they're...
What were you going to say, Michelle?
True.
What are you going to say, Chum?
I feel like it's true.
Yeah, go with true.
I think it is true.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, it is.
I thought it was going to be one of those trick questions.
No, it's not at all a trick question. They're both members of the Cucurbitaceae family.
Cucurbitaceae family.
How about that?
Because if you look at it, it's kind of like the shape of them feel a bit similar.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
And the way they grow.
The seeds, the kind of soft right in the middle, the harder flesh toward the end of the skin. Yeah.
I thought
it was true. Michelle, well done. True.
All right. Question number 9. There are a lot of names in this quiz.
Yeah. Well,
Michelle's smashing the names. So I've got the best partner today.
All right. Well, here's another name one. Question number 9. Which notorious gangster was known as Scarface?
Oh my god, it's in the film.
Yeah.
Lorenzo, no.
No.
Who did Pacino play in Scarface, right?
Oh, no, it's not that Scarface.
Not that Scarface?
From the movie Scarface. But De Niro actually played him in The Untouchables.
De Niro played him in that. Oh, Scarface. Capone.
Yeah. Capone.
Oh, Al Capone. Capone. Yeah.
Oh, Al Capone.
Exactly.
Oh. Yes.
There you go.
Well, was it Al Capone? Scarface?
Al Capone was Scarface.
I had no idea he was called Scarface.
Oh, really?
No. That's brilliant.
Yeah. All right, we're up to the final question. You ready?
Okay.
Question number 10. Which teenager won the 2021 US Open women's singles title? And there's a bonus point for naming her age and nationality.
She's like 18.
She is 18. There's a bonus point.
She's 18. I think her mother's Chinese.
Her mother is Chinese, yes.
Because I read a thing about her mum, when she won, she came home and her mum made really good dumplings.
Ah, yeah, right. Well, yes, you're correct.
So I know what she's eaten. Her name is...
Do we get bonus points for what she ate after?
For knowing what she had for dinner?
But Chinese is not her nationality, though.
She's American?
No, she's not American.
Oh.
She was born in Toronto.
Canada. Canadian.
But that's a terrible clue because she's not actually Canadian.
She's French.
Nor is she French. I'll give you another clue that's actually a terrible clue.
Mm-hmm.
Because her father, do you know where her father's from? Her mum's Chinese. Her dad is Romanian, correct?
Oh.
So her nationality naturally would be
Romanian.
Not Romanian. No, I'm sorry. That's
Russian.
Why it's a terrible clue. She's not, nor is she Russian.
Okay. Oh.
No.
I've lost the guessing knack.
Yeah,
charm.
No.
You did very well by knowing that she was 18.
You do have it. You've already got one bonus point.
I know her name and I just can't. It's
E-R are her initials.
Beryl Hand.
Edith Head. Definitely Reg Mombasa.
It's not Reg Mombasa.
Oh, it's really frustrating me now.
To be honest, I didn't follow tennis.
I can see her face in my head. Yeah. And, I can even see her making speeches and saying,
she's quite incredible. She was born in Toronto and raised in London, so she's actually British. And she only made her WTA Tour debut in June of this year.
Wow.
And she reached the fourth round at Wimbledon, which was her first major tournament. And she only dropped out because she got injured. And at the US Open 2 months later, she didn't drop a set in the entire competition and became the first qualifier in the Open era to win a Grand Slam singles title, beating Leila Fernandez in the final.
And she had to play the week before as well, didn't she?
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what being a qualifier means.
Oh, I see.
She had to play another tournament to earn her way into the US Open because she was, she didn't have a wild card and nor was she ranked high enough. She had to, win her way into it.
Oh, I feel
but she really didn't drop
bad.
A set the whole time. Yeah, Emma is her
Emma,
first name.
Emma. She had a little visor on. Did you get a point for that, Johnny? Like
no
a little
points.
Point one.
No points for the costume.
I think we should. I think the fact that she's 18, ate dumplings and wore a visor.
I did follow her. I can't remember her surname.
Doesn't mean you're not a fan.
Yeah, yeah. Let's not go labelling people by their names, okay? I think what they ate and what they wore and how old they were is... That's what we want to know.
Her name is Emma Raducanu.
Oh.
Was it there?
It was
that in your head somewhere?
No, it sounds familiar, but it wasn't what I was, going to go for.
Raducanu,
I still think that we got the bonus points for that.
You certainly got
the
bonus
extra
points
knowledge.
For that one.
Totally.
Well done.
I've given you two extra points, Michelle, because of the visor. And the
duck. Advisor point.
Yeah, advisor point.
Okay, we're going to take another little break. We'll be right back.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Michelle Lim Davidson, Chum Ahelopola, thank you so much for doing the quiz. There were a lot of names in,
this quiz.
And I just realized before you said, like what is, you know, what are you good with quizzes? And I've realized, yeah, names. I'm horrible. Horrible.
You're horrible at it.
Horrible with names.
Yeah, I should have got you on for a quiz with dates. And geography.
I'm a little bit better with that, but names, really not.
Well, thank you both for doing the quiz.
Thanks for having us. I mean, that was really fun.
It was a joy seeing you both and having you both on.
It was a real joy seeing you. And, Johnny, you were amazing in Newsreader, by the way, mate.
No, seriously, you had
so much fun.
Well, you were both brilliant in it.
And, of course, Michelle, my goodness. Episode 5, wasn't it? Was that the one?
Oh, sad Nolene.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, sad Nolene.
I was crying. Yeah.
Aww.
Chum, you were just shooting, what's it called?
Preppers.
Yeah.
With Nikia.
When does that...
I don't know
when that comes on.
No idea when that's coming on. All I do know that it's up on Actor TV because it's been nominated for actors for the Actor Awards. Mm-hmm. So if anyone does have a login or a subscription to the actors...
They can watch that.
They can watch that. And that's... actually, where I just saw the two apps, and it's really funny. It's really great.
Oh, cool. And what about you, Michelle? Are you working at the moment?
I'm about to start something that I can't talk about, which will be fascinating for the listeners.
Okay. All right.
On the television.
Brilliant. Well, that's very exciting.
So look out for that.
Look out for that unnamed project.
That unnamed project.
Well, thanks very much.
Thanks for having us, Johnny. Appreciate it.
No, my
absolute pleasure. It was a joy. That's the Saturday quiz for another week. Thanks for listening. For those curious to know, there has been both a Hurricane Michelle and a Hurricane John. Actually, two Hurricane Johns. One in 1994, also known as Typhoon John, was both the longest lasting and the farthest travelling tropical cyclone ever observed. The other John was in 2006. And Hurricane Michelle was the costliest hurricane in Cuban history when it hit in 2001. Thank you to my guests this week, Michelle Lim Davidson and Chum Ahelopola. Catch all three of us in the Newsreader on iView. Midway through last week, this podcast surpassed 250,000 listens, which I am very proud of. I want to thank all of you for tuning in each week and remind you that if you haven't already, you can still rate, review, and support this show at any time. Just click the link in the show description. Thank you, of course, to Cindy McDonald for the questions. My name's John Leary, and I'll have more questions for you same time next week.